Welcome to FCYC Mic'd Up, brought to you by the Fayetteville Cumberland Youth Council. We amplify voices, share stories of leadership and service, and connect generations through conversations that strengthen our community. Today, we're excited to introduce you to a few impactful leaders within the Fayetteville community who are making a real difference in the lives of our youth. First, we have Mr. John Jones from the Office of Community Safety, Mr. Kevin Brooks from Group Theory, and Ms. Denisha Adams, or Coach D, from JA6. Each of these leaders play a vital role in creating opportunities, building relationships, and empowering young people across our city. Together, they represent the heart of what youth programming is all about: collaboration, mentorship, and community impact. I'm your host, Sterling Kelly.
And I'm your co-host, Camille Welch. So, Mr. Jones, how did this collaboration between different agencies or organizations come together?
First of all, what's up? How y'all doing today? Good afternoon. Really just want to first commend you both for your participation in this podcast, for allowing us to be here. When it comes to the collaboration, and I'm going to add coordination to that as well. Well, one, we're a brand new office. I started in June of 2025, so between four to five months. So one thing I want to ensure is I recognize those who have been doing the work prior to the office even being developed. So that's the individuals to my right, Kevin Brooks and Coach D, and also the other leaders in the city who've been working with young people. So I want to take a step back and kind of identify how the role of the Office of Community Safety will play when it comes to youth and programming, engagement, development, et cetera. We want to be that convener and that coordinator piece. The vision for this office is to have community members lead the work, and we as a governmental agency convene, administer, provide funding, etc. So just want to identify that as our role when it comes to the youth programming, so specifically in the pillar we have as OCS, because we can't be successful if we don't work with community partners. And the city of Fayetteville has had community partners who have been doing the work prior to the office being established. So my job is, how do we identify a pathway to collaboration and coordination, and then also identify how can we support you moving forward? I was just speaking to Mr. Brooks about, you know, specific trainings that we as the office can coordinate for our community leaders in the city of Fayetteville, not just with youth programming, but in other programs as well, but particularly with youth programming, because again, we're a governmental agency and there's a barrier there, and I recognize that, but also none of us are young. So I kind of want to leave it to Mr. Brooks and Coach D to kind of speak on that programming piece, and as an office, see us as that convener and that coordinator when it comes to those practical steps when it comes to the city and addressing youth programming.
That's awesome. Mr. Brooks, what strengths does being a partner bring to the table and make Youth Night Out possible?
Well, thank you also for allowing me to be here today. I'm extremely humbled to be in the presence of young people anytime. And I'm a firm believer in what you guys are going to do. And I'm just here to see it and provide a platform. And I think the strength of these partnerships is simply that. You know, Fayetteville is a community that does not have a lot of corporate sponsorship, corporate people to put in dollars. And the small amount of support that we do get still leaves some room for improvement in the sense of capacity building. And one of the ways that we can all build capacity for our organizations is if we share the platform. Sometimes that's going to bring in more people. I know for the sake of my organization, we cannot do it all. But we have seen plenty of examples of when we partnership, it's never been a bad thing that's happened. I meet brand new people like Ms. D along the way, just being open. And that, you know, it just enlightens or enhances what we're doing as an organization. So the power is in the collaboration.
For sure, for sure. So just all coming together at the end of the day, uniting. And Coach D, how do you ensure that everyone's ideas, especially youth ideas, are represented in the planning process?
Well, that's one thing I love about JAI6. When I created it, it was not about being your voice, but amplifying your voices. So I'm always in a community with you guys. I want to know what you want, what you need, and we go off that. It's never my ideas. It's only your ideas, and we go from there. So I'm always encouraging for you guys to lead and you guys to make sure you're loud and be seen. Get out the whole type of be seen, not heard. Hate it. Be seen, be heard, and make sure that you acknowledge and that your gift and your powers are out there.
Well, thank you for that.
So, Mr. Jones, what is the overall goal or vision behind Youth Night Out?
So, when it comes to Youth Night Out, you know, that was a response for transparency. That was a response to the youth curfew ordinance that City Council established prior to my arrival. And then coming in, the goal of a Youth Night Out is how do we, as a city of Fayetteville, how do we coordinate with our community partners to activate a safe space in the community for young people to come and be, whether that is they want to go hoop, or as we've seen with Jai 6, they want to learn how to use cooking materials like a mini crock pot, which they took home, and learn different recipes, or they've created t-shirts to provide, you know, some of their experiences and traumas on them and then put it on the t-shirt. And Ms. D, I've heard her say, got your back. So when it comes to like the why are we doing this, is we want to create safe spaces for young people to come and be. We want to provide spaces for young people to come and be and coordinate intentional resources that you all could take home with. I want to be very intentional about that. I don't want just to do something just for the sake of doing it. We have an opportunity to, and that's our rec centers. That could be in the moving forward. That could be our schools. That could be our blocks that you all live on. That could be different businesses in the city of Fayetteville. Is how do we make a safe space for you? And in that activation of that safe space, how do we bring in resources, et cetera, that you all can benefit from? But to Coach D's point, that's where we learn from you all. What would you like to see in this event? We have the space. We can get with the partners to have some activities, et cetera. But when it comes to that, what can we do that you can take home with? I've heard from other young people, hey, we want to know who's hiring. Okay, so what does that look like? We bring providers and businesses who are looking for young people for internships, fellowships, but also like after school hiring or, you know, weekend hiring, et cetera. Like if that's the kind of thing that we can coordinate, then that's the purpose of the Youth Night Out. Safe spaces, bringing right resources in, and then working with community partners to develop the programming and activities in that space.
Mm-hmm. I find that really important. I feel like that really speaks to me, because I feel like the act of the curfew, I feel like that gave kind of a space to stop, let's just say, things like gun violence, which is a very, very huge problem in Fayetteville. And I think it affects a lot of teens that we obviously have seen. And I think that you guys collaborating, creating these spaces for young people to just hang out and for them to be themselves, for them to not have to worry about, you know, I normally want to stay out till the streetlights come on, but I can't do that. I don't have the platform. I don't have the availability to do that, because it's sometimes I feel like it's too dangerous to do that. So creating these spaces for teenagers who might not have the access to, you know, like find internships. Sure. They don't have, you know, like the technology to look this kind of stuff up. They don't have the connections and stuff. So the community, I think, is incredibly, incredibly important for the youth and helping our community.
Yeah, and if I may quickly, you know, that is what I want to what I highlighted earlier is the people in the community have been doing the work, Mr. Brooks, Coach D, et cetera, and others. But now we have a governmental agency whose sole purpose is to identify and coordinate and support organizations who are doing the work, and how do we expand and grow that work. So that is where each person plays a role. Young people, we want you to attend. Our job is to coordinate the spaces. For example, we can coordinate a space that could remove the cost so that an organization like the Prove Project or Group 3 can come in and say and use those dollars that they would have had to pay prior to the office being developed, and then utilize those dollars for other resources that you all can take home, et cetera. But that proper coordination and partnership with community is why we're here. And never has the city of Fayetteville had a devoted office to supporting community directly. We have other departments, but there's different entities, but never has, especially when you mention gun violence and community safety, all of this plays a role into our community safety strategy that we're developing. So I appreciate your feedback on that.
And that kind of leads into our next question. It might be a little bit redundant, but maybe you can go a little bit more in depth. Mr. Brooks, how do these events help build a stronger sense of community among youth?
I think the biggest thing we have to do is provide a platform. We don't know everything that you guys want to do or like to do. With the group theory, we have a junior board, and that was the whole point of establishing the junior board so we can have that voice all the time. And also, there's a gap between the community and the youth. I hear a lot of people saying, those kids or these kids. If I hear it one more time, I'm going to pull my head off. But the idea is that you're able to come there and witness that these kids are not just doing what you may or may not be seeing on social media, what you may be seeing on the news. Through our Community Violence Intervention Project, we know for a fact that it's a very, very, very small percentage of youth that are committing crime or that are involved in crime. And that's the demographic that we're trying to target. We want to get them out of that and give them an alternative to what else they could be doing. By having partnerships with people like Ms. D, Kristen Miller with FELP and different organizations, we're introducing them to things. We don't know what's going to work, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes kids don't know how to communicate what they actually want. So by providing alternative things for them to do while sprinkling in things like what can you do about jobs or sprinkling in mentoring, it's not just about sport and recreational activities, but we also want to do mentoring and we also want to do parent workshops eventually also so the parents don't have to drop their kids off. They can actually stay there. So we're trying to connect those dots and get rid of some of those gaps. And I think that's the most beneficial thing that we can do for young people.
I think it's amazing how intentional you guys are being about this. This is just a question for all of you, which is kind of similar to the last question. What makes these events different from traditional recreation or teen programs?
Well, 6 o'clock.
Right. The time, but also I love how you said intentional. We are very intentional about the workshops and activities going on there. So just I love that he brought up the cooking class and the T-shirt. So my favorite is the vision board T-shirts. And it's not just about the vision board. It's about the mental wellness. How do you want your mental wellness to be? How do you envision your headspace being? And then with the negative space, I don't want you to put it on your back. Put it on an adult's back. Let me hold that weight for you. I want people to also realize that the youth have so much going on that we sometimes feel like, oh, they got a house over their hand and didn't. No, you guys are going through real things. So we want to make sure that we walk in that space with you. But also, again, whether it's the cooking classes, I want to be intentional with that. Some of everybody has a budget, especially with the economy right now. So let me teach you with the things and the ingredients that you have in your home, how to make it good and nutritious and healthy while also giving you an appliance to take home with a gift card to not only help you but your family. Even with financial literacy classes, everybody doesn't want to play basketball, but for those who do, it's there. And again, sometimes you don't even know what you want to do until you get there, and then you're stepping out your comfort zone. So I love that about Youth Night.
I will also add, when it comes to getting young people involved in programming, I'm a little bit younger than these people next to me.
Just a little bit.
So I bring that up, though, because, you know, when I was in high school around 10 years ago, you know, getting me to a function that was youth involved, there had to be a certain few things for me to attend. One of them was physical activity. And we recognize that. So, you know, we opened up a rec center or a community center in the city of Fayetteville. We have physical activity involved. But also to what Coach D was saying, there was other resources. But one thing, and I'll shout Miss Z, she provided resume building and headshot photos. And we also had another organization come in and provide just like a peace circle kind of conversation. So you're someone who's coming in for one thing. We had video games included. We had the first one we had a young lady bring out her skincare routine. So, you know, someone who comes in, who may come in just, we're thinking about the kids who just want to come in and hang. Think about the kids who want to come in and hoop. The kids who may want to come in and be part of what Coach D got going on. But we're being intentional about the resources coordinating. So you could potentially leave with a resume. You could leave with a headshot. You could leave with how to take care of your skin. You can leave with how to make a new recipe. You can leave with getting the tension out of your body by running around sweating. And you can also create the opportunity for you to meet new people in the city of Fayetteville. Again, through all coordination and collaboration with community partners. So it might seem like a youth night out, just kids come in to have fun. But on our end, we're being very strategic on who we bring in that space to kind of lead that programming.
I think that's really important, and especially Coach D, I like how you pointed out that it's intentional. It's not just something that we're doing. It was just something fun for the kids. It's intentional. I think things like, especially like FCYC, a lot of people, they've never even heard of it. A lot of people haven't heard of it until we started like going out and saying like FCYC, you know, and how we're government involved. We go to things. We go to like the city council and we talk about important things. We teach people. We had another gentleman in there the other day. He was teaching us different sections of the government and teaching us things that we need to know this. We need to know this for people to have young voters and stuff and people voting. Like all of this stuff is intentional. And it's I'm so glad that, you know, we're creating a space for people to come out and just, maybe I want to just go and hoop, but I might be hearing about something, my financial literacy. My mom's not going to come pick me up till another hour. I might pop in and just see what's going on and stuff and gain some knowledge from that, you know? So I think that's really important that you have all of that just culminating and coming together to help the youth get something out of it.
And I will say this, the kids that have come, I feel like we have continued those relationships outside of Youth Night. I know my phone is a constant buzz. Miss D, what's going on? When's the next Youth Night? Or Miss D, I have an idea. And I love that. That means we did something right. That means we made an impact. And that's what it's about, making an impact, making sure that you guys were seen and that you got something value out of it.
And there is a kind of like a call to action, even back to young people, to bring a friend. When we start talking about youth being involved in negative activity or being involved in violent activity, another intention of this is that we spark somebody that will want to go and talk to a friend that they know is already involved in that. It's extremely hard to get people who have the most challenges to an event like this because they're trying to figure out, where do I fit in? I can't do what I normally do. I can't smoke. I can't talk a certain type of way when I come in here. But it's up to the people that come there that we make enough of an impression for them to carry with them when they leave. And that's, you know, what our Community Violence Intervention Project is really, really huge. You may not get directly in front of the person that's part of the problem or causing the problem, but if you can get close enough by influencing the person that you do know or the person that has contact with them, then you may be able to make an impact that way. So it's a fun way to make a real serious and intentional impact while we're doing this. And we're not done. We're looking for more partners. We're looking for people to help sponsor. We feed kids. That's another thing too. You know, we just did a project the first time with Miss Nene Walls. She does Double Dutch. Any of you guys ever did Double Dutch before? So she can teach that class. That's about physical activity. So we're looking for partners that we don't even know yet, that we haven't worked with either. So this is a unique opportunity to continue to grow this project.
Yeah, I think the variety you guys have is great. You guys kind of answered our next question. So I'll give the floor to Camille.
Okay, so what types of themes or activities can participants expect, such as music, sports, art, or leadership elements?
Well, she alluded to a lot of, you know, yes, what she's
doing. So whether it's
that's like three or four things just
we didn't even
alone.
Highlight the DJ and the music that's popping off. Yes. Like I said, the hockey tournament. And one thing, let me highlight that the Woodsman hockey team, that they
marksman.
Came, marksman, I'm sorry, yeah. I apologize. That kids that came in, I'm like, I don't want to play hockey. And I'm like, you don't even know if you like it or not. And they did. So we had that going on, basketball, the cooking classes, but even the mental health workshops. We even had did like a small section of grant writing. And it was like, Ms. D, we can apply for a grant? I was like, there's a grant for everything. I can show you how to research it. I can show you how to apply for it. So it is so much going on. And I look forward to the future Youth Nights because it's going to be different every single time. All you got to do is show up and bring a friend.
Yeah, but it's free, right?
And it's free.
You know, so you got different organizations like Roots. You got, like I said, we mentioned Felt before. We mentioned I Am Plush. You know, you got Ms. D here. There's a new organization that I just linked up with called NPO Growth. And they're not originally from Fayetteville, but they've been doing unique work here, working with people that are unhoused and people that are going through things that are that people, you know, to get burned out of their homes. So how do we support them by giving them the platform to come out and talk about that in front of this crowd or in front of this group? Out of our next one, we're going to be collecting coats for kids, you know, for the winter time. So there's a lot of unique opportunities that comes along with these youth nights. So we appreciate being a part of, you know, making it happen. And this is our reaction to everything that came up during the curfew.
And the one thing that I thought was very unique, again, Mr. Brooks and I were kind of talking about it earlier, was at least in one for sure, we had a space for people who just needed some peace and quiet. We understand you may see me, but you don't know like what I go home to, et cetera. And that's life for everyone. So recognizing that a safe space also includes somewhere just to breathe and sit. And how do we be intentional about those young people who come in who just need a moment? And hey, we got to have a safe space for you. We got some books in here. We got some comfy beanbag chairs, et cetera. And we can provide that space for you too. That's another one that we kind of, we want to be more intentional about when it comes to these United events. Not everyone's looking to turn up and get sweaty and be involved. Some people just need to come down and sit. And we're also being strategic about that.
Yeah, I really appreciate the different variety of opportunities that you guys have. And I think especially as people who are African American saying, oh, that's not something a black person would, that's not a black people activity. I think everybody can enjoy something because, you know, some people, I know there's a lot of people that go to FTCC and they might pop into some art classes and they might be like, oh, no, I wasn't really looking at the art class. I was just seeing it. But like you can go out and you can, you know, find your different passion and different sort of things. So it's not just one thing. It's not just, oh, we're going to just grab it towards, you know, basketball, or we're not going to grab it towards just one certain thing. It's a variety of different things, and it's not, you don't always have to do something. You can just come in and you can just sit down. Yes, have peace and quiet, because some people, that might be it. That might be all I'm looking for.
Who
just
doesn't get overstimulated?
A lot of people do. So I think that's really important that you're just holding space, period. That's it. I think that's really important.
Miss D, you being so passionate about the variety as well, you witnessing these people, these kids experience the variety that you provided. Are there any standout moments from past youth events that have really captured the spirit of this program?
Okay, so the first youth night, I didn't even have any expectations of just going to have fun. I'm a big kid, a big, big kid. But by the end of the night, it was a group of us that was just crying and just pouring out. And all we did, well, I'm not going to say all we did, was just the vision board t-shirt. And me just saying, put your problems on my back. Don't hold it no more. Release it onto me. And as they're writing, I'm crying, they're crying. And even a young lady that was like, you know, I have contemplating taking my life. And we got her connected to those resources. And to this day, we do check-ins. What is your win of the day? And that's all I ask of her. Every day, just choose one win. I don't care if it's brushing your teeth, getting out the bed, or just putting a meal in your stomach. That is a win. So I thank Youth Night for that, because I wouldn't have been able to connect with that young lady or listening to the other stories. Or even one of the gentlemen, he came in there being goofy. He was like, I'm just here for the ladies. But at the end of the night, he was like, Miss D, can I have your card? Do you know any mentor programs that's for us? And I was like, Jai 6 is a co-ed thing. And again, he comes and do my ministry with my son. We're helping him with his grant writing skills. So that's thanks to Youth Night, and I appreciate that.
Those are some amazing connections that you can make at Youth Night. Yeah. This is just for all of you guys. What kind of feedback have you received from the young people about these opportunities?
I think we got a young lady that came to the last one we did at College Lakes. She's been in constant contact in our office almost every day, every week. We've gotten to know her. And her son was there. She was there on behalf of her son. And so I asked her, you know, what did your son think about it? And he was like, it's cool. And then later on, she was like, when he say it's cool, that's a big thing, because he doesn't normally, you know, he ain't going to give you credit if you don't deserve credit. So again, it's not so much as how big the impact is, but that we've made a impact. And no matter how big or small, you know, sometimes people get down when they have events and a whole lot of people don't show up. But when you do your event for the right reasons, you still did it. You know what I'm saying? So you still did it. You still accomplished it. Me and Ms. D talk about that a lot. This young lady has some things that's up and coming that I will make sure gets done. Although I'm not going to be doing it, I'm just going to be pushing her in the back, because it is something that's monumental for young people. And I'm here for the day when it debuts. And the group theory is just a platform. We're a platform to provide a way to help people come together and do something that they feel like will have an impact on our communities. It's very important. I feel bad for you guys sometimes, because I know there's a lot of things that are coming at you. I was just having a conversation earlier about, I'm glad I didn't have YouTube at 14, 15, 16, and I'm glad I didn't have a camera phone, good God, when I was 17 or 18. And it's not that I was a bad kid, but I don't know that everything should be relived. And with you guys, it's a constant cycle. So we need to talk about those things. That's one of the things I know that Mr. Marcus does with Roots Mentoring. tapping into kids, to tap into them, to their inner selves, and doing it from a male's perspective, a black male perspective, is very important.
I would say, from a governmental side, I think we want more feedback from our young people. We also recognize that a survey when you're leaving isn't going to be the best result. So how do we be innovative on getting feedback? And I think that's where we can work with you all to identify what that looks like. You know, for me, I know getting the little mic and like a little phone to record, you know, hey, what's your thoughts? You know, we live, you know what I'm saying? But like, how do we involve young people into the planning and the follow-up and actually the implementation of the program? I think it's something as an office that we want to be more devoted to. And just a few things I'll share, like Mr. Brooks. I know a few parents I have talked to have expressed extreme gratitude for opening up a space for their kids just to come and be as well. So we want to do a little bit more when it comes to receiving feedback from young people. I think we can work with you all to develop what that looks like.
I think that's really important. And I agree that I think it's sometimes just hearing about stuff isn't enough. Sometimes like, oh, I heard that there was this thing, but, you know, I don't know if I want to go. But I think physically seeing people like, oh, don't she go to my school? I'm going to go talk to her just for a second. And then I might stay a little bit longer because my friends are here or something just coming in. I think physically seeing the effect of groups like this and the activities like this is really important in seeing the impact that it can have on people long term, which actually goes into our next question. What are some, you know, long lasting events? What impact do you hope to see long term as these events continue?
I'll start from the OCS, Office of Community Safety standpoint. Data shows that when you activate spaces across a city, that crime and violence goes down. And the Youth Night Out is a portion of our larger frame mindset of this idea of activating safe spaces across the city. So we have the Youth Night Outs, but we also want to incorporate like a regular cadence of activations. It may not be as large as a Youth Night Out where you bring in 8 different partners and et cetera. But it does look like a kickback on the block of an area that's been impacted by violence. It does look like getting involved with the Cumberland County school system to see how we can activate spaces within. It does look like utilizing our faith-based institutions, our businesses, et cetera. I've had a few businesses reach out to me about, hey, like, I know you're doing something, but we want to be a part of it. We just don't know how. Okay, well, you started your own business, so maybe we can bring in young people through an agency, and then they can come and sit down with you all. So that's the Youth Night Out is part of this larger mindset, of activating safe spaces across the city, and especially throughout the summer months, we want to be strategic when it comes to the cadence of that. Mr. Brooks will tell you, like I'm a dreamer. I think we can do it every week. It's going to take a bunch of organizations to be involved in that, but with the proper coordination, and again, with a department who's devoted to supporting community-led initiatives, I think we can get it done. So the Youth Night Out is just a taste of what we can do across the city. Because imagine, you know, we have a calendar full of events throughout the whole entire year. And if not, like the cold winter months, but maybe at least 3/4 of the year, outside, inside, et cetera. So young people can look forward to something every week when it comes to a Friday, Saturday night. And from the community standpoint, having a department to support you in leading the programs, because that's what my vision is OCS. We're not the ones who are putting it on. We're working with them to put it on, and we're supporting them to do so. So that's like the vision when it comes to activating these spaces, specifically with young people as well, and have them, like, we want you all to plan your own. Like, if FCYC wants to plan your own Youth Night Out or activation series of some kind, how can OCS support you? How can you now have contacts with community partners in the room to have planned these? So how can we all come together where FCYC hosts their own activation supported by OCS through the partnership of community partners in the city?
Yeah, we have strategic ways of getting people involved. Yeah. I reached out to Ms. Tashika about having youth actually design the flyer for mm-hmm. Youth Night Out. That's one way of having youth design a flyer. It looks like them. It comes from them. All they need is the information. Give it to them. Let them do it. Put it back out. Then they can own up distributing it to their friends. The teachers see you distributing that. What is that? What are you doing? That gets them involved, so forth and so on. We just hosted an event for Halloween on Rosemary. We just gave away hot dogs, hamburgers, along with candy. And it was a great platform passing out flyers, debuting our new slogan for the rest of the year about our need our brother and sister being our enemy. And it's a way to slide things in by having more and more people involved and being strategic about how we do that.
Yeah, those are great, great initiatives that you guys are pushing forward. I think the world needs this. Do you guys have any lessons that you've learned that could help other cities launch similar initiatives?
One word, consistency. Yeah.
You guys. Well, I'm gonna keep up to see, but coordination. I think the recipe we just presented to you all, I mean, that's the name of the game. Consistency, collaboration, coordination, and with that, we'll get results.
Yep.
Awesome. The three C's, I'm going to lock those in.
So finally, what message would you like to send to the youth, parents, and community members who support this movement?
Continue to be seen and heard. Make sure, you know, you hold us accountable as adults to amplify your voice and making sure that we're putting your vision out there.
Yeah, and reach out. Just reach out. You know, don't knock it till you try it. Don't subscribe to there ain't nothing, because there is something. We're not the only organizations across this city. There are people out here doing a lot of work, some being seen and unseen, and some being heard and some being unheard. But the people that they're affecting, hear them and see them. And we need them to know that, you know, we need to know who those people are whenever we can. So if we can't do something for them, we can do referrals. We do that all the time. But parents and kids just need to know that there is somebody out here trying.
And I'll say from our standpoint, there's a lot going on in the city of Fayetteville, and the one thing that tends to occur, there might be gaps that I may not be aware of, that we may not be aware of. So if a young person or a parent there's a gap within your own self and you're like, hey, we ain't got nothing for this, then please reach out to us, to any of us on here on the panel. But also as a governmental agency, we want to be intentional about tailoring specific initiatives for all people. This office is not just built for one demographic. It's for the whole entire city of Fayetteville. If there are gaps, then I want to address those gaps through a coordinated approach. So please feel free to always reach out. And, you know, I always say that I respect honesty and being upfront. And for me, that's how we get the work done.
Most definitely. I know we already had the three C's, but if you could sum up Youth Night Out in three words, what would those be?
To be honest, again, be yourself. Just be yourself. Come as you are.
You took my three words.
That's cool. We locked in.
That's that unity that Voltron.
Oh, this big brother right here.
She gave my three words. So that's teamwork. Appreciate it.
Thank you guys again for your time and energy and supporting our youth initiatives. And thank you for being here. And thank you to everyone for listening. Again, this is Sterling. Follow us on Instagram or email us at askfcyc@gmail.com. And remember, the voices of today shape the vision of tomorrow. This is Mike Dipp with FCYC. Thank you for listening. And remember, leadership begins with you. You can listen to this podcast on your favorite streaming platforms.
Stay connected and stay informed by listening to Radio Fayetteville, the city's very own podcast channel. We bring you new episodes filled with the latest on city services, programs, and local happenings to keep you connected and in the know. Best part is, you can listen anytime, anywhere, whether you're on your morning commute, working at your desk, or relaxing at home. Find Radio Fayetteville on your favorite streaming platforms, or tune in through the Fay TV streaming app. Subscribe today and stay connected with your city like never before. Learn more at fayettevillenc.gov/podcast.